Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
All right. You know, welcome. Dracarys, bitches.
Dracarys, bitches.
Dracarys, but I guess I should stop saying that now.
Why?
Is it time? Is it time's up on Dracarys, bitches?
No, I don't think so, because isn't there another season of Game of Thrones coming up?
100%. So until the last season, because I feel like my
guests...
You
can ride the wave a little longer.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because like most of my guests are like, you're still doing that? And I'm like, I am, but now I'm getting insecure about it.
Now, do you do it in front of people you don't know?
Mm-hmm.
So like when you had... I just forgot her name. Stacy? What was her name? Shoot.
Darcy?
Darcy.
Yeah, so, pretty sure I did
is
it.
Is her sister's name Stacy?
Yes, that
wow,
is...
Wow, that's impressive.
You just started watching 90 Day Fiancé, wow. So that...
Oh, like I'm very into it.
Wow.
Now, so you did it in front of her?
Yeah.
And what does she say?
I can't remember. I just do it in front of everyone.
And do they repeat it?
It's mainly like my friends that shame me.
Oh.
It's like people like you.
I didn't shame you. I said you
didn't.
Keep it going.
You said I could keep it. So like you made me feel so much better.
Live your life.
Thank you.
You know what? We don't know what goes on in your head.
True.
Actually, you do. You're pretty vocal.
True.
Never mind. I take that back. Yeah, there's not a lot of mystery.
This is going to get meta. My brain isn't. It's not there enough yet.
Yeah.
Everyone, welcome Rachel O'Brien. Better known as Rachel No'Brien.
Yep.
Comedian extraordinaire.
Oh my God.
Comedian of the world.
I read some of
number one comedian. What was your phone called?
Oh,
Rachel the comedian.
You know what? Fuck off. I was trying to do like a manifestation thing or like the secret. Like if you see it.
Listen, I know.
You know, you need to have my friend Carrie Martin on who has a podcast called White Wine True Crime, who is.
It's a good name.
Watches everything about true crime and knows everything and just discuss a true crime story.
Yeah, it would be fun.
And get drunk. Yeah, she's fun.
You have a friend that I don't know?
Yeah, yeah, she's fun. she's actually written to people in prison before.
No.
She written to Brendan Dassey from Making a Murderer? And he wrote back.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And what did that letter look like? Did you see it?
Yes. She posted it and sent it to me. Some of it was, he's the one that's like a little, well, they're both a little slow, obviously. Wow. And it was like, it felt like a generic letter. And then it was like, here are the things I like. I like doing this, this, and this. What do you like to do with your free time?
So he was asking her this.
Yeah.
He goes, I like doing A, B, C, and D. What do you like doing?
If you pause it, I'll find it for you.
100%.
Response.
Have you guys heard of Homesick Candles? I am super excited that they're one of my sponsors because I have been a fan of these candles for a really long time. Have you ever seen these candles that it's a really chic design? It's black and white, the label, and it says Homesick on it. And then it has your state or the area in a state where you lived in. Like I've always collected ones that have Louisiana. Because it just makes me feel like, oh, I have a little bit of home with me. They're so cute, not cheesy at all. Like, I love that they're chic. But what's really great about them is it's the perfect personalized gift. And because it's the holidays and we're buying lots of presents, you know, instead of just going to a freaking Target or wherever and just like buying a generic candle, how thoughtful is it to give somebody a candle that has their hometown or home state on it? I mean, I love that. When I threw Brittany her Kentucky party on camera when we did like all the witchcraft stuff, I got her a bunch of Kentucky Homesick candles and she absolutely loves them. Plus, if you go to the website, it's like an easy place to shop because you can just order a bunch all in like one sitting and then you have like all of your Christmas presents done. Whether you're getting it for yourself in your apartment or your home or getting it for someone else, like it just makes people feel special. I mean, I just love personalized shit. I mean, don't we all? And right now, Homesick Candles, they're giving my listeners 10% off any order of over $50 and you get free shipping. Huge deal, especially for the holidays. You have to go to homesick.com, HOMESICK.com and use my promo code Stassi, STASSI. And you get 10% off any order of over $50 and with free shipping. They have all 50 states and dozens of cities. They have college towns and foreign countries. And the scents reflect, like the smells and scents, they reflect those individual places. So go online, look it up. There's something there for absolutely everyone. Get some Christmas shopping done.
I couldn't find it.
You can't find it?
I don't know. It's somewhere on Facebook or maybe on their Instagram. Maybe that's where it was. Damn it.
She likes to write murderers.
Yeah. I mean, with her free time. She actually said, she was like, I found the time before I went to work to...
I'm sorry, what?
Write a prison. She's like, and as I was putting like cell block number and then putting it in the mailbox, I was like, what am I doing with my life?
Does she have a 9-to-5?
Yeah.
So she, you know, I don't have a 9-to-5. Neither do you. Our jobs no. are all over the place. We don't have a schedule. But never in my life have I been like, you know what? I found some extra time today to write a murderer.
But maybe it was it's to like, spice things up.
No, it's like maybe I found some extra time to actually put on liquid eyeliner.
Yeah, that's true.
If
that's
I
true.
Have some extra time, I'm putting on liquid eyeliner. That shit takes forever.
But now she's
to write a murderer?
Now she's got a story.
100%
and
a great story.
We don't
story.
Know that Brendan Dassey did anything.
Okay, fine. I mean, but it still is 88% probably a murderer.
Really?
I mean, who knows? But
I haven't watched the full thing.
But to have like a show, to have, I don't know, like all these people that have
you
like,
watched the full thing?
I watched the first season. Aren't there two?
Yeah, I watched like one episode of the first season and then one episode of the second season.
Oh, that doesn't count. Even me watching the first full season didn't count.
Yeah.
Because I didn't watch the second. So, yeah. But no, I am just... enthralled by the fact that she spent her extra time writing. It's like legitimately I'm thinking about like when I wake up extra early not meaning to. Mm-hmm. I'm like thinking about the things I do. Yes, I'll try liquid eyeliner or I'll clean out a drawer.
Try
you know what
liquid
I mean
eyeliner.
Yeah, because you know I'm shaky no matter what and it's
yeah,
like
you
really
never
hard
really wear it
because it's too risky.
I've been wearing it so long. I just put it, I just
you
slap
know.
It on.
You, Katie, slap it you on. Guys just like quickly, it's like a swift little line on your the top of your eyelid. And I'm like, how?
I've been drag queening it for a long time.
You've been Sophia Lorening it for a long
that
time.
Makes you feel better. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I do have stories for you, by the way. I just realized when you said Sophia Loren.
What?
Thanksgiving weekend stories.
I was with you.
With my grandma meeting Ori for the first time.
Okay. So let me back
So well, let's
up.
Backtrack.
Back up.
We'll
so,
back up and we'll go to that when we start talking about that weekend.
We can talk about that right now. Let me just give backstory.
Yeah.
So Thanksgiving was this past week and weekend, whatevs. And me and Beau joined Brittany and Jax in Palm Springs
because it's the Twilight Zone.
Rented a house and because it's even more of the Twilight Zone, Rachel and her boyfriend Ori joined us as well.
The guy I'm dating. Do we call him boyfriend?
Whatever. I mean, it's so much easier to say than
okay,
like
fine.
The guy I'm dating.
Fine.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't need to put a label on it for you. Whatever
Thank you.
You want.
Thank you.
Okay, but if he's going with you to Thanksgiving, he's your boyfriend.
Whatever.
Sorry, putting a label on
whatever.
It.
Whatever.
Changed my mind. So it is the Twilight Zone because Jax and all of his past girlfriends and
current
fiance
yeah.
it spent Thanksgiving together. We
Not
left
Thanksgiving Day.
Well, I did.
Well, you did. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. If you, you know what? They've been
did
playing
you,
Vanderpump Rules marathons on. No. Uh-huh. And like I saw like season one on the other day and I'm like, oh my gosh, I literally just spent Thanksgiving with him and Brittany and Beau. Like, it's so weird. Like, if you would have told me 7 years ago that I'd be spending, electing.
With your new boyfriend.
With my, like, being like, I choose this.
Yeah.
I freely choose this.
This is what
I'm electing
to do.
Yes, I want to do this. Hell
well,
no, I would never.
Especially because you used to like refuse to film with him.
Oh yeah,
you
I wouldn't even be. I said literally specified like season three. I'm like, I won't be under the same roof as him filming. I was such a brat. It was warranted.
Yeah, it was
granted.
It
was warranted, but
and
I was a brat.
You could have kept holding on to that, but you didn't. You forgave.
Yeah,
because
it's like
is he just that interesting?
No, and this is the thing,
you go,
Rachel.
No.
I thought of this last week and I talked about this on my podcast. I think that if our group of friends ran for president and won, like a group of people, okay, instead of just one president,
okay,
2020, and we won, the world would be a different place. Why? Because
Could you
we
forgive?
Teach forgiveness, patience, acceptance.
Alcoholism,
all of the main things that everyone needs in life. Like, imagine
coping skills.
The world would be such a better place if they just followed our example.
I mean, that's a stretch.
Not really.
Sure.
Think about it.
It is the forgiveness.
We are the new Sesame Street.
The or Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
The forgiveness part is good, because it's like, what are you going to just hold on to anger and hate someone for so long?
Nah, exactly.
Not worth it. What's also funny, and we will get to Thanksgiving, but before this podcast, I was like, Stassi, I want to give my show dates. I'm doing Chicago February 4th and 5th, and then Nashville February 6th. Guys, get tickets at RachelBryanComedy.com. And then I went, I've never been to Chicago. I said, it's going to be cold. Didn't you go to Chicago with Jax?
Yep.
And then you
fall the same exact month.
And then you followed it up with,
pretty sure I broke his nose that time. Sorry. Not sorry. He deserved it. Let me explain. Don't you dare judge. So I've been to Chicago now a few times. I've been probably like four times now. But the first ever time I went, oh, this is so embarrassing to admit, actually. Like, I don't even know if I've even admitted this to you.
I know why you went.
Kristen knows, because Kristen,
no,
I'd be
I
like.
Know, the Facebook message girl.
Okay.
I know.
My listeners, I don't think, know.
Okay.
I don't think
and
I've ever.
And you need to tell the full story, because the next day's story is my favorite part.
Well, you might have to fill in some gaps if I've told you this, but then if you hear me leaving out something, because, you know, I like to bury things.
Yeah.
For the sake of my own sanity and mental health. I just think it's a healthy thing sometimes to bury things.
I kind of agree.
When you need to. So this was long before Vanderpump Rules. So I was like 21, 22, whatever. Didn't know Vanderpump Rules could ever be a thing. And Jax and I had been dating for like a few months, but he was already living with me.
He does.
Makes
that.
Sense. Yeah. That's. Yeah.
It's his thing.
And there was one night that he was out of town for a modeling job. Put that in quotes. It's probably fit modeling.
Yeah.
Not an actual photo shoot.
Or just a really like sad print campaign.
Yeah, whatever. And he was in Canada on his supposed modeling job. Mm-hmm. Wasn't responding to anything. And I actually, the naive little girl that I was genuinely worried. And
we're like, car accident?
And I had his Facebook password, or either I hacked into it or had it or whatever. Went on his Facebook and saw to see if like he was like messaging or commenting. And
just, like, alive.
Yes, exactly.
Well, not thinking you were going to happen upon something.
No, this was the first time ever I discovered this shit, and I should have. You know what? No, I'm glad I didn't leave then, because then we never would have had Vanderpump Rules. There wouldn't have been a storyline.
That's true.
So I see messages with him and some chick in like Alabama, this like platinum blonde hot girl in Alabama, and he's going back in random, right? Probably because he didn't think that he'd ever have to deal with her face to face. So it's like, if he could get his cheating out in a way, like he got it, that was like, okay, it's from someone who lives in another state.
Ugh. Yeah, I guess so.
So they were talking about how they want to be together and all this stuff. And he's like, I'm trying to break up with my girlfriend. It's just really complicated. Literally talking about me.
How much? Listen,
meanwhile,
no.
We're
how
looking,
much effort does this take? Right? This is someone you'll probably never meet.
Yeah.
To spend this amount of time messaging someone, convincing them you want to date them. However, you've never met them.
Right.
Don't you have better things to do?
Hobbies. Maybe learn to shoot hoops.
Go for a jog.
Gardening.
Cooking. Anything. To spend the time to have that enough messages.
Right.
That they were talking about being together. It was a serious pen pal situation.
100%. I was horrified. Called Kristen at 4 a.m. Kristen literally got her ass up out of bed. I remember 4 a.m. Came over to my apartment. Then Katie came. They brought me alcohol. They brought me back to Kristen and Tom Sandoval's apartment at that time, the one that Sandoval still lives in, and just fed me alcohol all morning. And they called Jax, and like, he landed in Chicago, and I was like, "You're caught." Everyone was like, "You're caught." Da 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 da.
And Sandoval was into like calling him out.
Yeah, Sandoval called him out.
Okay.
Yes, Sandoval, I remember, called him out. All the boys, you couldn't deny it. It was right there. They couldn't like lie for him, because it was literally on my screen.
Also,
the proof was right there.
Why did they care so much?
I know. Everything was really weird.
It set up for real. That was before the cameras.
Before they even,
they didn't pretend to care. They cared.
They cared, yes. So finally I got on the phone with Jax and I was like, fuck this. I was like, I've never been to Chicago. So if you want another shot with me, you're not only going to get me, like, use your modeling paycheck to get me a flight out there, you're going to fly back to LA and come pick me up and bring me on a plane there. That was my way of getting back at him.
Wow, that's unbelievable, actually.
I mean, honestly, that's just stupid. I should have broke up with him.
Well, yeah.
But I was too young and too in love and too just like I didn't know any better. But
I like that you were that demanding. I don't even know if I would have said, I would have just been like, you fly me out there. I would have never said, you have to come pick me up.
That. I'm not getting on a plane by myself, depressed, knowing that he's messaging this other chick. Like, you're going to sit next to me and I'm going to watch your miserable face. I'm going to watch your miserable caught face.
So he literally flew back.
So he flew back, didn't make any money from this job, flew back, picked me up from Kristen and Tom Sandoval's apartment. We flew on a plane to Chicago. It was the worst trip ever. Literally, like, on a hotel, oh, like, by the airport. You know those hotels? Uh-huh. Like, almost a motel. Mm-hmm. Like, outside of the city. It's the coldest weather I've ever been in my whole entire life, to the point where it feels like daggers on my face.
Okay,
I'm from fucking New Orleans.
I'm terrified about going there in February.
It's hard. The wind is so extreme that the one day that I had by myself, I had to keep ducking into like H&M or different places to buy things to just cover every part of my body. I love the cold, but like it was so cold that you couldn't even.
It's not pleasant at
all. It's not pleasant.
Is it going to be below?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Okay. Hopefully global warming, the silver lining of the global warming sitch, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that'll
do
something.
It does both things, though. The global warming just makes things more extreme.
I know. I was just making an ignorant joke.
Right.
Fuck.
It wasn't that bad.
But so I broke his nose because
you got to explain exactly.
Well,
what
every night when he came back from his modeling job, we were fighting. Mm-hmm. And there was one night that I met him out in the city. It literally took forever because we were staying by the airport. I took a subway out to the city. We went to dinner, went to the subway station, the train station, and we were fighting in the train station and fighting over the same thing. Like, you've been cheating, da da da. I caught you. The same thing over and over again. It wasn't resolved. And then I remember I had the hotel's keys in my pocket, like the back pocket of like my jeans or whatever. And he all of a sudden stopped fighting me and was like, I love you, like hug me or whatever, something like that. And I knew, I was like, it's something in me that was like, this isn't real. And as he was going, he literally went in. I knew it. He was going in to fake it and take the hotel key so he could run. And he managed to actually take the hotel key and ran. But before he ran, I literally took his head and shoved my knee in his nose. And his nose splattered blood everywhere, all over my clothes, my hands, the concrete, everywhere, right in front of the train station. No one was there because it was like in the middle of two in the morning. And he ran with the hotel keys. This was before I had a
why
fucking.
Why didn't he have his own key?
I have no idea. I can't even remember like why it was the way that it was, because it was 10 years ago or however long. But this was before iPhones. I don't know how to like get places. I ran into the subway station and I was sobbing with blood all over me, begging people for help, saying, can you tell me how to get to this hotel? Tell me how to get to this hotel. No one would talk to me because I looked like I just murdered someone.
Well, that's your goal.
I looked literally like I just murdered someone. And it took me forever to get back. It was like I was trekking through the Arctic tundra to get back to this fucking hotel. I made it back. I had to like show them my ID and all this stuff, and it was like literally horrific. But he had a broken nose.
Was he there?
Yeah, he was sitting in the lobby with his computer because that's where Wi-Fi was. It was weird.
No,
but I broke his nose. Yeah,
but remember, you went back to that same place the next day, or somewhere near there.
The same exact location the next day. Once we have gotten over the fact that I broke his nose, we went out again.
Also curious as to how you got over it. Were you just like sorry, and he was like, "It's okay, babe. I guess I deserved it because I cheated on you."
Honestly, isn't it weird that I don't remember? Do you remember?
I actually remember the first time or the only time before the time that I broke up with him, the first inclination that maybe he was cheating on me. I remember exactly where I was when I read the met. I remember every part of it. I remember how
so
he
you
reacted.
You were way stronger than I was. I was
no,
a lost
I still
little girl.
I was also the similar age. And I stayed with him too, like an idiot, because his theatrics were so good. I imagine there was theatrics and there was a conspiracy theory, because that's what it was with me.
I can't remember now. I cannot remember exactly how everything went down. Okay. All I know is that the next day we found ourselves same time, next place, like in the same location, and we were arguing at the train station, and a police officer came up to us and was like, yo, you guys, y'all need to like calm down. Like, you won't believe what happened here last night. And literally I pretty much like turned to stone, and I was like, oh. And then he like recognized, because obviously there was footage that everyone looked at, blood was everywhere, they probably thought it was murder, and so we had to quickly like scurry off and leave.
I would love if someone could find this footage.
No, that's so cruel.
Can you imagine?
That's so cruel. I can't believe you're putting that out in the universe.
Okay.
That is.
There's no way they're going to be able to find it. It'd be like back catalog. They delete them after a certain amount of time, I'm sure.
I hope so.
It's been 10 years. They didn't save that.
No, because how do you solve crimes that happened like 70 years ago?
So they just catalog it all?
I don't know.
You didn't say the exact date. They're not going to find it.
You're right. They're not going to find it.
Yeah, they won't.
Wouldn't there be funny if there was a video that was like Stassi Schroeder and Jason Cauchy?
There might be.
That's terrifying.
You should be proud of yourself.
You're right, because I know how to bust somebody's nose.
Yeah, it's
to
like
where
you took self-defense, because that's exactly what they say to do, is stuff like that.
Okay. So it was instinctual.
Yeah.
So that's the first time I ever went to Chicago. Have fun.
Oh, my God.
I have the present of all presents for anyone who loves beer, or like for your husband or dad, boyfriend or whatever. I mean, not to like stereotype dudes, but like bros love beer a little more than women do. I mean, I love beer, but whatevs. Hopsy, you guys, I got one of these for me and Beau, and it is so much fun. Let me explain. It's a countertop home draft appliance that gives you fresh beer like you're actually sitting in a tap room, okay? So imagine, like, you know how we all have Keurigs or, like, the Nespresso machines? This is, like, a Nespresso machine for beer, or, like, a Keurig for beer. So you have this little thing in your kitchen, and every month you can get a variety of different beers to just, like, make quickly on tap in your own home, and it's like you're just like sitting there at a bar with like really fresh beer. Beau's a big fan of beer, and like I said, so am I. So this has been something that like we've just like had fun doing together. But like as I was using it, I realized like this is actually the perfect gift for anyone who loves beer. And I love the story about it because I read that like the founders were just like three guys who really loved craft beer, and they loved like the San Francisco craft beer scene, but there wasn't like it was impossible to go to all the different breweries, and so they thought like, what if you could like bring the breweries to your home, so you're not having to travel all around, so you get to sample all of these different beers from different breweries in your apartment or your house or whatever. I love it. I think it's brilliant, and it's so easy to use and so easy to like clean and all of that, and takes 2 seconds. And right now they're giving my listeners a really awesome, awesome deal. Okay. When you go to tryhopsy.com/Stassi and use my promo code Stassi at the end, you can get the Sub Home Draft Machine, 2 mini kegs of beer, which is the equivalent to 2 6-packs, 2 Hopsy glasses, and free membership in the monthly beer club for only $99. Only $99 for all of that stuff, okay? So go to tryhopsy.com/Stassi. That's tryhopsy.com/Stassi. Use my promo code Stassi in the end, and you are going to get all of that for just $99 freaking dollars. That is the freaking gift that keeps on freaking giving.
Do you want to know where I was when I was in when I first got a message similar. Well, I didn't hack into anything. I got a message from a girl on MySpace.
Oh, this was, if in case you're just tuning in to this episode for the first time, Rachel was Jax's ex-girlfriend before me.
Yes. So I'm in acting class. How was I able to get in my fucking MySpace on my phone? Were we able to do that then?
I wasn't.
I remember being in the class and going cold or going white.
Did you have
a
BlackBerry? Were you sending out your pins?
Yeah.
Pin to people?
Can you do that? Like, could you have looked that up on a BlackBerry?
Yeah. There was internet on BlackBerry.
Okay. Then
right?
For what? Yeah. And I got a message from a girl. So it was just after New Year's, and Jax had bartended a New Year's party. And I also went to it. I forgot about that. I showed up to it like a few hours later when he was bartending it. And so I'm sure this girl saw me. So I get a message from her like a week later or something saying, basically, like, I went into the boyfriend or the bathroom with your boyfriend and we made out. And whatever. And I was like, are you sure? Da, da, da. And then she like described him more. And I was like, OK, great. Not to be mean. She was. I did not know that she would have been his type. But I guess, you know, anything that moves is his type.
And back so, in the day.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Not anymore. So I went back to his apartment, which I was actually staying in for like a month, and then he moved into mine. And I confronted him about it, and it was like Los Angeles had crumbled on top of him. That was his reaction, was like, this city's against me, like throwing stuff, like I'm moving, like this isn't true, like how could this happen to me? Like, but he kept blaming it on the city. I remember being like, this seems like a big deflection, but like I guess you forgive someone the first time, but just like, it was like a big conspiracy theory. And I remember him, like, he started packing a bag, like, I ain't got to move out of this city. I got to get out of this place. Bad things happen to me here.
I wish he was here right now, honestly, because I think he would get a kick out of all of his lies. Yeah.
Oh,
I think,
course.
Like, he would legitimately be like, that was a good one. That was a good one. That was one of my favorites.
I think he would.
Yeah. I think he would 100% love to actually be a part of this conversation.
But when someone freaks out that much,
it's amazing.
It's like, well, yeah, but you also have to be like, do you call their bluff? Like, now if that happened to you, well, you had visuals. I just had some girl telling me, but now if that happened to you, and it, then the person, let's just not say it's Beau, but someone else, let's just say you hypothetically were dating someone, and they started freaking out that much, would you be like, nah, I don't believe you? Or would you kind of be like, gosh, your reaction's so big that it must not be true?
I don't know. I'm literally trying to think
it's
of Beau right now.
It's such a good lying
like,
tactic.
It is. Like, if Beau, if, like, somebody messaged me and Beau was like, Los Angeles is against me, bad things happen here, I need to bag up and leave, it might be so extreme that I'd be like, I believe you.
Yeah, I did. Like, I was kind of like, I was like,
even if there was like proof in front of my face,
it was like, yeah, it was like, well, I guess I got to give you another shot because, like, frankly,
this sounds sad.
Well, maybe you're gonna have an acting career after the dogs are fighting behind.
Hey,
Luda, refund. Calm your tits.
Well, yeah. Anyways, with anything, maybe he would have had an acting career, and like I could have just rode that way. I don't know. It was so impressive.
Yeah, that.
But you can't really look at someone and be like, nah, I don't believe you. Peace. Never speaking to you again. When it's that theatrical. Now we're just giving people lying tips.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But I bet there's people that have had boyfriends.
Now, like, people are going to be like, people are going to hear this and be like, fucking Milwaukee. The next time they're caught in a lie, they're like, bad things happen here. I'm packing my shit and I'm leaving Milwaukee.
Yeah, we didn't mean to, like, give tips on that.
Dogs. Just.
What do I do with
blow
them?
In their face or something. Their faces.
Oh, yeah. That didn't help. I don't know.
I drink a lot, and it's the holidays, which means that I'm going to be drinking a little more than normal. So I am very thankful this year that I have Liquid IV to help with my freaking hangovers. Let me explain. Okay, Liquid IV is an electrolyte drink mix. And when you put it in your water, it's basically like if you have just one glass of water with this mix, it's the equivalent of having 2 to 3 bottles of water. So you're staying hydrated way better, way more effectively than if you were just going to be like drinking a bottle of water. So if you're even like, if you're not a drinker and like you don't need hydration for that reason, Liquid IV is such a lifesaver when it comes to traveling. Like I'm now like I have them in my carry-on and I'll mix it with water right when I get on the plane and right when I'm landing. That keeps me hydrated. It like helps with jet lag, working out. If you're somebody that works out a lot, you need to stay hydrated, and it's perfect. Perfect for kids. So if your kids are out playing soccer, they're at recess or whatever, put it in their lunchbox or like put it in their snacks so that they can have it with their water. We all need to stay hydrated, okay? No getting headaches, no getting hungover, no having jet lag. And right now, Liquid IV is giving my listeners 20% off anything when you go to the website liquid.com. liquid-iv.com and use my promo code Stassi at checkout. So that's liquid-iv.com. Use my promo code Stassi, S-T-A-S-S-I at checkout, and you get 20% off anything from the website. You guys, it's healthy. It's non-GMO. There are clean ingredients. It's a healthy alternative to your normal sports drink. And I personally love that Bo is even more obsessed with it than I am. Literally, he has them in his bags like whenever he comes and spends the night. They're falling out from like his pockets. He carries Liquid IV everywhere. Side note, he uses it like while he drinks. Also, he like makes cocktails with it, so he's hydrating himself at the same time. Genius. So yeah, I really hope that you have a really good time in Chicago. That should be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be by myself, so I don't think that anything like that's gonna happen.
You never know.
I may not be leaving my hotel because I'll be freezing.
Honestly, I wouldn't if it's that cold.
I don't know. I want to experience it. I feel like there's probably good shopping.
You're better on your own, I guess. You know,
I love being alone.
I love being alone, but not like in public places. Ugh,
love it. Well, you get recognized more. You know, I love dining alone. I love working on my computer in a restaurant alone. I enjoy it.
I used to be like that.
Well, maybe it was before you became famous. I don't know.
But it's not like I'm that famous.
You're famous enough.
It's famous enough to give me anxiety.
Yeah.
To be like, there could be one person that's looking at me right now and I can't relax.
Yeah, but what do they even, you think that they're going to like say like, oh, she's eating with her mouth open.
It's not that. It's just like, I love to be at home because I can just be.
Yeah.
And not think about anything. I don't have to suck in my stomach or like look a certain way or be a certain way. I can just legit be repulsive. And it doesn't matter.
I've actually been enjoying being at home more. Remember, I used to hate sitting at home. I still haven't gotten into
I've
watching
never understood
TV.
That. Because you like to go out places alone. You just don't like to be in your apartment alone.
I just get bored. But I've started liking it more where I'm like, why would I leave my house?
No shit. Like I feel like
I'm
this
so
all
comfy
the time.
In pajamas. Like, why would I leave?
There's nothing better than a good sweatshirt. Look at both of us right now.
We're comfy.
We're in fucking sweatshirts.
And with both of our jobs, I mean, except for when you have to film, but when you're doing your podcast or when you were writing your book or sending emails, like everything I do is from home.
Yeah.
It's very comfy.
Yeah.
I read somewhere though that it was like a meme about what was it like? First dating someone weight has nothing on first working from home weight.
As in like the LBs? Like
yeah.
No shit.
Because I snack a lot while I work. I'm just like, I should have popcorn while I write this email. It'll make it more fun.
Yeah. And I should put some Parmesan on that popcorn.
I did that yesterday.
And I'm happy. So like, or like, I don't need to like worry about anything. So why not eat
I'm not
this?
Going on a date later.
Yeah.
What the hell?
No shit.
Let me live.
No, I miss our Mexican vacation when I got broken up with.
Oh, God, you were skinny. It was really skinny.
I need you to stop saying that. It's really annoying me that you keep saying that because I...
Have you seen photos of yourself?
Don't fit into anything that I've owned. Like, it's disturbing.
Okay, well,
I stare in the mirror.
Just happened, but you don't look like...
And I'm like this... I'm not saying I look bad. It's just for myself, for my own comfortability.
Okay.
That's what I mean. I'm not saying that I look bad.
Yeah.
It's just... It's different. My body feels different in my own, like,
I get that.
I feel just different.
I get that.
And so my boyfriend jeans that used to hang off my body are now high-waisted. And
they're now a fitted look.
Yeah, so it's now mom jeans.
Yeah, I get that when you just feel where you're like, do you know what will happen to me sometimes, which is the most disappointing? I'll be working out a lot. I always eat a lot, though. That's the problem. But I'll be thinking, like, I'm working out so much. Like, everything's going great. And then I'll put on a pair of jeans, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, they feel tighter than when I wasn't working out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's because you're also muscular.
No, but muscle's supposed to be smaller, I think, than fat.
It's not smaller. It's just heavy. It's weightier.
Weightier. I don't know. No, but it's supposed to make you tighter. Who
knows?
Listen,
we're also getting old. I'm trying not to compare myself to what I see on TV. I need to stop watching the Kardashians because they're minuscule waists and all of a sudden arms that are the size of my fingers.
They've had a lot of work done.
I want to get work done.
No, you don't.
I do. I think I'm ready for it.
I don't think you have the body type to get your ass blown out and huge.
Maybe I can change my body type.
I don't think.
It's about to be 2019.
I don't think so. There's no way you're going to all of a sudden have it. Can you imagine?
If I had a big butt and a small.
Can you imagine if you came out?
It would be so funny. Everyone would laugh at me. I could not. I don't have the attitude to carry off a big ass. Like, I know myself. And that's just not something that I can pull off.
Moves, really?
No, definitely not. I can't do that. Are you kidding?
Although I don't feel like the Kardashians, to be honest.
No, they don't really dance.
No, but because they're not like they don't have like sexual swagger in that way. They're just attractive, but they really.
Okay, well, I'm just saying I couldn't walk in someplace with a big ass and have everyone take me seriously.
Well, because everyone would know it was fake.
I could just be like, yo.
Yo, I've been doing
squats. Working out. Every time I'm at home, I'm squatting the whole entire time.
The whole time.
The whole entire time.
You know, there's no, you can't develop that kind of ass by just doing squats.
No, I legitimately like stand in the mirror and I'm like, oh my goodness. Like everything is different. I literally have on my outline. Why are your thighs touching more than normal? Not that there's anything wrong with thighs touching. It's just I'm used to my own body type.
Yeah.
We all have different body types.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm used to my stomach being the same size as my ass. Okay. But at least I could.
That's fine.
At least I could rely on the fact
that.
That's
the life you
live. I have skinny legs. So like there's something that I can always go to even if
you
everything
play that
else
up
sucks.
With your outfits.
Well, now. No, no, no. No, no. I don't have, I literally looked at Bo the other night and I was like, there's not one thing I can point to on my face, body, or head that I'm like, well, at least this is good. I don't even have hair extensions anymore. So I'm Gollum. So I have two strands of hair.
Stop
my hair
it.
Is fried. So I have to chop it off more. I'm like,
how is your hair fried? You haven't been bleaching it.
Wait, so you know what happened? When I was in Paris, I all of a sudden was like, why does this thing smell so bad? And I have noticed it for a week. My curling iron had rubber burning out the side of it for a week. And I'm so stupid and don't actually act on my like impulses when I think something that I didn't realize it. And ever since then, I'm going to have to like legit chop
my
hair.
Wait, because you had it on way too high or the rubber?
I think it was just old and the rubber was coming out of it. How I didn't notice that, I don't know.
You didn't smell it when you were curling it?
I would mildly smell it. And then finally, the day that I really noticed it, I was like, what the fuck is happening every time I curl my hair? And I looked down. Okay.
Well, I would think it would not affect it after that part fell off or you got that part cut off.
I didn't get it cut off yet.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, okay.
No.
It doesn't look
any
different.
Oh, girl, if you tried to run your hands through my hair, you can't. You can't. It's fucked. It's so bad. This is an important message to you guys. Did you know that Americans are overpaying on car insurance by over $21 billion? Do you know how much money that is? A shit ton. Okay. And why is that? Because it's a pain in the butt to find good deals when it comes to auto insurance. Enter thezebra.com. Okay. You probably don't know about this, but it is absolutely brilliant. So thezebra.com is the nation's leading car insurance comparison site. So basically, it's like Kayak, but for car insurance. You know, why haven't we had this before? Because finding car insurance has always been such a pain in the butt. You make a call, then you like have to like answer just like hours worth of questions. You have to give over your like email, then you get spam, and then it's like too hard to like call another one and compare the actual amount. It's a lot. So I've found that like I just get lazy and I'm like, I'm sick of this. Fuck, I'm just gonna go with the first car insurance that I call or that I get. I don't even think about comparing. Makes me feel like a moron now that I know that thezebra.com is an actual thing. So all you have to do is go to this website and you answer a few questions on a simple, fast form, and you can find the best rates and coverage in your state. They're not going to give your information to anyone. You don't have to worry about getting spammers or anything like that. It's private. It's fantastic. So why don't we all just go and save some money, at least on car insurance, so that like by the end of the year, we can buy like a fancy pair of shoes. Go and get started today by going to thezebra.com/Stassi. That's thezebra.com/Stassi. Save money. By the way, I missed you in Paris.
Oh, wasn't it sad without me?
It felt like I was cheating on you a little
really?
Bit.
It should have.
No, it really did.
I was like, look at their photos.
No, it really did, because I've been there with you twice. So it's like,
we had a wonderful time.
Yeah, both times.
Did you take Bo to Crazy Horse?
We thought about it, but we went to Jean-Paul Gaultier's cabaret.
What was that?
It was actually really cool.
Was it like just a one-time thing, or is it? What do they do?
It's playing for a while, but like it's not like Crazy Horse where, you know, it's every night whenever.
Yeah, yeah. Was it the same thing though, like topless and?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, but it was a mixture of fashion also, so it was more like cool. It was really cool, and it was like musical theater.
But it wasn't as fun without me.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, good.
Listen, I will say this. It's like there's nothing like going to Paris with a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Of course, well, like it's fun and romantic.
But most people say it's like better. It's a city of love. But I think it was funny for every us to city... make fun of the fact that we were alone.
That was a fun year, or
6 months or whatever it was of like.
It really felt like a good 3 years.
It wasn't of a us full being year, alone. Was it?
I don't know. Even when I was with Patrick, I was still alone.
So often though that
I was pretty much alone.
Yeah.
All the time. So it felt like way longer than 6 months of being alone.
Yeah. But that was a fun time of just like, fuck it.
Giving zero fucks.
We don't care. Like it was fun.
Yeah. And granted, I had so much fun with Bo.
Yeah. And you and Bo are a fun couple.
Like, but it's like every city when we go could be the city of love. It's about like who you're with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because like Paris is so beautiful. I think over the top romance isn't really my thing or
yeah,
his
it makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, that like I don't
staring at someone across the table at dinner and doing that weird hand above the hand
yeah
thing.
We're not like that. Yeah, so no. Yeah, we had so much fun, but there were so many times I'm like, I want to just get dolled up and wear the most like high fashion awesome outfit and do my makeup for 3 hours and listen to Pitbull and like have zero, like literally just be as girly as possible. But I couldn't do that because I didn't want to waste his time.
I'm so proud of those outfits.
Yeah, we had the best outfits.
It was my favorite fashion. God, I need to just start dressing like that more often. Actually, I put this skirt on to come to your house. I was wearing just jeans to do the podcast and I was like, I feel like wearing something cute.
No, I told you when you walked in.
I put a denim skirt on.
I'm impressed by your outfit.
Sorry. What is plaid. It? Plaid skirt. Yeah.
I'm impressed Boots. By your outfit.
Thanks.
I need to jump on the caring bad bandwagon again.
I think that we need to do more girls' dinners where we just go to dinner and we dress up and like dress for going out with
each
girls.
Other.
Yeah, where it's way different than like, because a guy's going to be like, why are you so dressed up? Like, or what's happening?
Yeah. They don't care.
Ugh, I had the best outfit in Vegas last weekend.
I saw the photo that you posted today. Thanks. I was about to message you and be like, can I borrow that? And then I was like, you can't wear Spanx in it. No.
You don't need Spanx. If I don't need Spanx, you don't need Spanx. I'm bigger than you. Oh, it's so cute. But it is also highly inappropriate. Like, I don't know how. It's just a Reformation dress. It's not like it's like Lulu's or something. Like Reformation isn't like known to be slutty. It's like, I don't know. I don't know where else I'd wear it, though.
Well, it was really cute.
Thank you.
Especially in that photo.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
So I would really like to do a girls trip eventually.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Have you been dating long enough that you can do girls trips? Or are you still pretty attached?
So I'm going to Turkey with Katie this weekend.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But that's like technically
work. Yeah.
So I've been trying to figure like, can I do a girl? Like, do I want to elect to do a girls trip? Because I'm still in that point where it's like, if I'm on vacation, I want
to
come.
Him.
Yeah, I want him to come with me.
Okay, you're not ready for it yet.
But maybe I will be soon.
I feel like
I want to get sick of him.
Yeah, I think I'm always down for a girls trip.
I mean, they're so much fun.
They really are.
Girls trips really are so much fun.
I think that you just forget. I think that you're ready for one.
I probably am.
You're going to have fun with. So Turkey is your opportunity to put good outfits together.
Yeah.
Step it up.
I know. I need to step it up.
I mean, your Paris outfits are really good.
But Katie doesn't like to put. Katie doesn't care to put.
What do you mean? Katie's Japan outfits.
It takes her 2 seconds.
Well,
she has just
really
this
good.
Natural, like, she can put together something funky that's like she doesn't care. But like,
yeah,
cares at the same time. I want to spend the time. Like,
getting
I want
ready,
it.
Like,
I want the whole process of being like, hey, Katie, want to get ready for 4 hours straight?
And drink. And
yeah.
Take
just
photos.
Girly. You know what I mean? That is one thing I'm thankful for. Bo doesn't mind taking photos of me. I'm
like, that's great.
This is a great modeling spot.
Yeah.
Please take a photo of me.
He's a good Instagram boyfriend.
He's 100% a great Instagram boyfriend.
That's good. You win.
Poor Bo.
No, you provide a lot of
poor Bo.
Whatever. It's fine.
No, he
where
likes
was,
it.
Where was the place you guys went in Paris that it looked like you were drinking out of baby bottles?
Recommend that cool. to everyone. I what recommend this to everyone. So it's a restaurant in, I can never say this word. We'd never gone there before that I remember. M-O-N-T.
I've been
I can never say that word. Yeah. I can't do it. And I read about it. He had read about it. I had people tweeting me about it. So I'm like, I keep hearing about this restaurant. We have to go. And it was on his list of things to do. And so it's just a fondue place up there that you have to already have like reservations for. We sat you sit next to people you don't know and you drink wine out of baby bottles.
I love it.
And it turns out that the whole reason you do that is because they couldn't get a license to sell like glass, so wine in a glass.
Okay.
So they just beat the system and they're like, fine, we're going to serve it in baby bottles.
That's awesome.
And it just became a thing.
Is it at the bottom of, so you know, it was like the step, there's like, bunch of restaurants and then there's all the steps that go up to Montmartre, or is it once you get up there and then you go on another street?
We Ubered there. This was the day that we didn't walk up there.
Okay.
So I can't remember. I wasn't
paying
attention.
You see the
I was Instagramming.
Did you see what Montmartre is, the thingy?
Oh yeah, because we spent a day like exploring. But that was not the day that we went to that restaurant.
Okay, so you don't know.
So like I arrived when it was pitch black and then left when it was pitch black.
Oh, it looked cool.
It was really cool. So the next time you go to Paris you have to go there.
But you don't know the name?
Yeah, it's like somewhere it's tagged on my thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know I'm bad at freaking remembering things.
It's all right. It's all right.
Even when I was there, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to like text Rachel and ask her these questions. Like, I don't remember
I
the names
of
anything.
You asked where that clothing store was, and I was like, it's next to one of the oldest bars in Paris. I know that.
Yeah, I also remember when you messaged me that, I was like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to find that clothing store anymore because they had sample sizes, and if you didn't fit it, you couldn't buy anything.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, because it was like...
It was a tiny little store.
Yeah, a shop that just like made one of a kind pieces.
What did you buy there again?
A bumblebee jacket.
That was cute.
That I wouldn't even dare try on right now.
Ugh. Sad.
Yeah. So there's that. So that's what's up. Also, big fucking announcement today. I'm going to be an author. Well, I guess I technically am
an author,
but it hasn't been released yet. Y'all, if you didn't see my post, I've been writing a book for a year and it's called Next Level Basic, which is inspired by every time Rachel and I talked about being basic bitches and saying next level, we're basic 2.0. It's Woo. Like embracing your basic bitch. Take the fun back.
Take the fun back.
Take the fun back.
Don't
being
be
a basic bitch isn't bad.
Stassi still has the worst taste in music, though.
Which I talk about
I know.
In my book. And that will be available April 16th, but you can pre-order it. And I can't even believe I'm even talking about it. It sounds so
cool.
It's so fucking weird and trippy.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Cheers to that, even though you don't have a drink in front of you.
I know. And let everyone know where they can go see you since you're doing a tour.
Yeah. Just the big ones are the Chicago, Nashville, and Tempe, Arizona. February 4 and 5 in Chicago, February 6th in Nashville, and February 20th in Tempe. You can get tickets at rachelbryancomedy.com.
That is what's up. And go follow Rachel at Rachel and
Rachel
and she spells
Brian.
Her name so confusingly. Everything is just confusing.
Well, I didn't want to make it easy.
Honestly, I just wish you would change your handle to at Rachel the Comedian.
Ugh, no. Not until you do yours is at Stassi the Serial Killer.
In a heartbeat.
All right.
I need to actually go find that handle.
See if you can find it.
Okay. I love you. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Bye, y'all. Bye.